2ST, Stalzy for breakfast. Good morning. It's time to catch up with a world champion. Yes, the title holder of the UFC featherweight championship belt. Alex Volkanovski defended his title at UFC 276. Unanimous decision.
Winner by unanimous decision. And still the undisputed UFC featherweight champion of the world.
He joins us right now. Alex, welcome to the show, mate.
Thanks for having me, mate. My younger dad just took me back to the big win. So good to hear that, because you quickly forget sometimes when you're just going through the motions. So I appreciate that.
Mate, congratulations, buddy. Look, all of Australia in your corner. That's just it's so huge, isn't it, what you've done? Has it managed to sink in yet, the enormity of what you've done?
Yeah, it has. You know what I mean? It's like you said, you know, it doesn't take didn't take you by surprise. It's the same with me. It didn't take me by surprise. Like, we were expecting to go there, do our thing, but you're right, you know what I mean? To close that chapter against someone like Max Holloway, you know, it's pretty crazy. When you look back and you're like, wait a second, no one in Australia has done what I've done, and you start really looking at where I'm at and what I've accomplished, it's pretty incredible, you know what I mean? So sometimes I sit back and be like, wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty big.
Now, well, here's the thing. This is amazing. I'm just going to put this for people that might not be, they're aware of Alex, but as far as following the UFC and what's transpired, four times defending his featherweight title, but the way he's actually done it is he's had to fly over to Vegas, Nevada, right, after doing a whole lot of training back here in the Illawarra, right, go over there, kick ass, all right, win, come home, train again, go back again, do a whole lot of training, stay humble, go over there, whoop ass again over in Vegas, Nevada, and then come back and then repeat on repeat and go back, still being humble, going back and doing it again. That's huge. It's like you're going over there and pinching everything from them. Yeah, I see why a few people be like, how are we going to stop this guy?
Well, yeah, that's sort of what it's like. Look, man, obviously going over there, and I've said that it was a, you know, hostile territory. Yeah, like he's especially someone like Max, well loved,
yeah.
Obviously American, flooding his, you know what I mean? It was pretty much his backyard. So, you know, I've had to do that over and over again, you know what I mean? Which is something I'm used to, and it's all good, but at the end of the day, any energy is good energy, even if they're booing me, right? So I know everyone back home, not only in the Illawarra, in Australia, is cheering for me, so. You know, it feels good. It feels good to always bring that belt back home to Australia. Not that I'm trying to have a competition with Americans or not, but I mean, at the same time, you know, it has been a little different me going over there. So I want to change it up and defend my belt here in Australia, and, you know, change them boos into cheers.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that.
And what I've noticed at the moment, Alex, is that you've managed, I don't know, you and Joe obviously have a great relationship, and when you're training, there are no boundaries because you've got to constantly raise to the next level. But it's almost like everyone in that 145-pound division are stuck on level 8, where you've taken the lift up to the penthouse at the moment. You've kind of cleared the division, and you're standing there at the top. How do you manage to actually consistently rise above? Because you look sharper, you look snappier. It's not an easy feat.
Yeah, man, like, you just have to want to get better. Yeah, like, the fact that, you know, it's not going to be easy. You need to be disciplined to try and improve. You know, a lot of times people are going to be, oh, yeah, this is good enough, and they're going to settle for what it is. They could definitely get better. There's never a point where you cannot get better until your body physically can't improve, which I'm still young enough where I can, and I'm proof of that. So it's the fact that I want to be better, and I'm disciplined to make it happen.
What's the next step here, Alex? Of course, the fighting for the strap at 155, that's what we're looking at doing?
Yeah, mate, definitely. Definitely. You know, they're fighting for the title in October.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at defending the belt or fighting for the lightweight title, hopefully in front of Australian crowd, you know, early next year.
Ah, mate, tickets would sell out in a flash. There is no doubt that Volkamania is running wild, Alex. Volkamania is running wild throughout Australia and the UFC.
That's exactly right, mate. Still plenty more work to do, though. You know what I mean? We've done a lot, but there's still plenty more to do. So I can't wait to keep knocking off these goals that I've set in front of me. And I'm going to keep doing that and keep doing not only my family, my team's proud, but do Australia proud.
Thank you for your time this morning. Always more than gracious, champ.
No worries, mate. I appreciate it. Appreciate the support. Thank you.
The great Alex Volkanovski doing Australia proud and showing them Yanks and everyone else just how it's done. It's the 2SC Breakfast Show with Stolze.